Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Greg. And I have a new guest tonight. His name is, we call him Nate. And that's what we're going to run with. We're going to run with that. I call him D, but everybody else, we call him Nate. Anyway, we're going to talk to him about owning his own business. And welcome to the show, Mr. Nate.
I appreciate it.
No, I wanted you to get your perspective as a new entrepreneur yourself. It's been what? Since y'all been started? It's been about 2 years now, right?
It's July 21 to now, so about 2 years and some change, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I wanted to get your perspective on how you running your business now, the ins and outs, how y'all coming along so far now today. Things that you learned and you wish you never done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like.
To be honest with you, it's a lot of ups and downs, more downs than there are ups. Some things that I wish I would have done before we got started would probably be, you know, more in-depth research, more, you know, just overall, just research. I ain't gonna sit here and tell you that, you know, that it was easy or that it was hard. I'm just gonna say that it's when you first starting out in your own business or anything that you're doing, it's a lot of emotion. You know what I mean? Like, right. If you don't go through, you know, that exciting stage, that happy stage, that sad stage, that every emotion you should hit.
Right.
You know, right. Just every single emotion and I think the most important part is what a lot of people don't understand is, I know once you get started, it's slow. Right. It's very slow. I'm talking about slow to a point where you think you're failing. But I feel as though by us just being consistent, right. You know what I mean? That's helping us to move forward and get the results that we've been putting in. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of statistics show that, you know, that first year of business be your worst year. That year when you want to fail, you say, I want to quit or I want to keep going. But just keep going. You know what I mean? That's the most important part is just to keep going. No matter, I mean, there's no penalty for, you know, restarting. Start, you know what I mean? Restart, let's do this different. Restart, do that different. Restart. Let's just keep going. Just keep going. That's the key to this thing, just to keep going.
It's a learning process as you go.
I can't hear you.
Is a learning process as we go?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the biggest tool. And you know, for anybody that's trying to get started, I would just tell you to keep going. You know what I mean? And to be honest, be quite frank with you. The biggest failure when you start a business or when you start anything in life. It's telling a small-minded person your dreams and your aspiration and your goals because they're going to shut it down before it even gets started. You know what I mean?
I heard that a lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing, man. Just keep God first and keep your business to yourself. You know what I mean? So just, you know, if you're talking to a person who ain't never left outside of the circumference of their neighborhood, then, you know what I mean, what can they really tell you about anything? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let me ask you, man, what was behind you? Because I know you're not in it by yourself. So what was behind you and your partner wanting to start y'all business? How did y'all kickstart that? What brought that together?
Man, my partner is more like my brother. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brandon. He's more like my brother. It wasn't nothing per se to kick started. We pretty much just locked in and said, you know, hey man, we working every day. Let's find something to do to put our money towards. You know, I mean, it's cool to, you know, go get the Gucci, the Louis, the Balenciaga, it's cool to go get all that. But that's the thing, man. We working for what cause? To give our money to the rich instead of taking what we earning and putting it to our own dreams and goals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Building that family wealth.
Say it one more time.
Building that family wealth.
Correct. building, and that's the key, building that family wealth. Like, you know, so it wasn't a specific thing that kickstarted me and him. It was just, you know, we locked in, we shook hands. It wasn't no paperwork drawing up. It wasn't none of that. You know what I mean? It was my word, his word. I know word is bond with me and him. I know that's tough to say nowadays, but between me and him, man, word is bond, and it ain't nothing that my partner, my brother, ain't nothing that he can't ask me for. If it's within my reach, it's gonna get done, regardless. And I think for the most part, when people going into these business ventures, man, you gotta have a partner that you could depend on, that you know business gonna get done even when you're not around. So that's pretty much what kickstarted me and him.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where's the business located at?
Well, it's funny, man. We're located out of Hagerstown, Maryland on paper, but the hub with everything kickstarted, you know, with everything starting, you know, the trucking side was stationed in Greenwood, Mississippi, but now, you know, we decided to kick back. Let the trucking side go because the one reason we let the trucking side to go because it's all about having product.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
If you don't have a product to sell to the people, you really ain't got nothing. So we just, and that's what I mean about reset and start over.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you. Like, when you're starting a business and you depending on people to get something done for you,
yeah,
9 times out of 10, it's going to fail because you can't depend on other people to build your dreams.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying?
Correct.
So for me and Brandon, man, we just said, you know, what can we do to get out of the trucking game but stay in the trucking game?
Right.
So the idea that we came up with, I went back home maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, and I met with this lady. Her name is shout out to Miss Janice Ross, man. Her daughter, rest in peace to Brittany. Her daughter passed away, and her daughter had founded a CDL school down there called Queen Bee Trucking School.
Wow.
So what we ended up doing, we ended up linking up with her, and you know, to keep her daughter legacy alive, you know, we came up with an agreement, me, Brandon, and her. We stuck to the agreement, we shook on it, and man, we in motion.
Nice. Nice. So y'all also still in the trucking business, but now y'all in the classroom.
Still in the trucking business, but in the classroom, right?
Nice.
Right.
Nice. We definitely appreciate that. So as I know you already spoke on a little bit, but give me a few examples of some of the mistakes you guys made and you learned from it, but now you know to stay away from it. So the next entrepreneur coming up behind you kind of got a little feel of what you're talking about when they get there.
Honestly, if no matter what you're going into, man, do a thorough check on your employees, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that. And I'm just going to be all the way real with you, man. Hiring people that just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, hiring people that
when
you first
hungry.
Get off, they giving you they word, man, I got you. I'm this, I'm that, I'm for the company, I'm for this, I'm for that. It's man, just vet your people.
Yeah.
For, you know, starting off, just vet your people, man, because it ain't nothing like having people that you can depend on, man. Just vet your people. And for me, I'm just going to always keep it 100. I'm going to keep it a buck. You know, I don't care who get mad at me. That's just who I am. Be mindful of the people that you're trying to help. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because one thing I've learned, you know, as an entrepreneur in this game, in whatever game, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be your own people that hate on your dreams, man. You understand what I'm saying? Like not necessarily saying that every one of our people like that, I'm not saying that, but for the most part, you know what I mean? They don't want to help you build a legacy for you and for them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I mean by that, and I'm just gonna get all the way into it, you know what I'm saying? Me and Brandon took we took chances. We took chances, you know what I'm saying, when nobody else would on people. You understand right. what I'm saying? So it was like we went out, we hunted, we killed, but then we let them eat first. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we never ate.
Y'all never got a chance to eat. Because y'all was trying to be showing the love, letting them know that, listen, you work, you eat like this.
Correct. Correct. It's just, and to be honest with you, man, it's just, it sucks because, and I'm just speaking on the trucking side of the house now, like right. the transportation game, not the school. Yes. I'm speaking on the transportation game. It sucks because you got your own, like I had an opportunity to hire family. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I got firsthand dibs on when a lot of business owners say, hey man, when you're in business, don't hire family. Cause your family be the ones who expect this but ain't doing that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm not gonna sit here and say all family do that, you know what I'm saying? Cause they don't. You know what I'm saying? My Uncle Vaughn been holding it down, man, since day one. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about all the way 100.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I like, God be my witness, this thing takes off with this school. Well, it's taking off. You know what I'm saying? He's the first person that's getting compensated because he stayed down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And that's another process that people don't understand, man. When you first jumping off the porch with something, and I'm talking about even the workers, I understand you're going to get paid. We making sure you getting paid. But at the same time, it's like, man, y'all got to stay down until we come up.
Right.
Like, we ain't gonna leave y'all. We ain't going to leave y'all in the lobby when we in the executive suites.
Help us blow
look,
up.
How would that look on for us? You right. understand what I'm saying? If you stay down, you stay down until we come up, man. We got you. I promise you.
Understood. That's understood. So, what was it like when you first was coming up with the name for your company? How many names did y'all come across?
One.
Just one. That was the first shot out first the shot. Gate?
First shot.
Wow.
Man, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm from Mississippi, Brandon from Texas. Man, we was brainstorming. And nobody, the room was quiet. Like, matter of fact, I ain't even gonna hold you. This was during the time, man, we was both at work. We got the company jumping doing construction, man. We was in the cafeteria. They was doing construction on the cafeteria. Like, every call, everything that we did, that we built, we birthed Southern Freight from the cafeteria at work, bro. Like, doing all construction. Like, it's dust, plastic, wood. Like, man, we had two chairs. We even got a picture of me and him when we first started this thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, straight construction. But to answer your question, Southern Freight came just by from me and him being from the South. You know okay. what I'm saying? So it was basically like, man, what could we come up with? So sat back, relaxed. We was chilling. I said, man, you know what? It got to be Southern something. And then he was like, yo, what about Southern Freight? Because we hauling freight. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But I said, that's just Southern Freight. I said, I got it, like, Southern Freight Logistics. Like, that was that SFL. That was our thing. So, man, he looked at me, I looked at him, and we ran with it.
Nice.
We came up with the name. We came up with the name, and by 5:30, we was filing for the LLC.
Nice. So, y'all had to get your LLC. You had to get insurance. And I'm not even talking about insurance just for the vehicles and stuff. You had to get insurance for the company, period. Correct? Right. Tell me, how does that stuff work, man? See your face expression. That sound like a headache already. Just let the future entrepreneurs know, man.
You have to get a business insurance. You have to get that, first and foremost. You got to get your business insurance. Then on top of that, before you can haul anything, let's back it up. You got to get an authority first. You have to file for an authority with the FMCSA. After you file for the authority, it takes about maybe a week, 2 weeks before they hit the approval button. Boom, you get that. Then after you get that, you file for your business insurance. I mean, you can get that through Progressive, Geico. That's another company called Hartford. I mean, you can Google that and get, you know, business insurance just to overall cover your business. But then on top of that, your biggest piece is getting vehicles, trailers to transport everything.
And you have to have insurance.
But what comes with that is, no, like with business insurance, you only have to cover that once a year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So business insurance, you cover that once a year for the whole year. But the thing that the headache of it all is the actual physical cargo insurance, liability insurance, like all that covers your, you know what I'm saying? All that covers the trucking game. That's your biggest headache. Your biggest headache. Because you have to get every driver insured that's on your team. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And on top of that, if you get a driver to quit, That's a you call them, they charge you for the removal driver.
Oh,
you
wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they charge you to remove a driver, they charge you to add a driver on. Before you know it, your insurance bill is about 10 grand a month before you even look up, you know what I'm saying? Look up
wow.
and blink. So that's why I say a lot of people get on these casts and they get on these interviews and they telling people, man, it's a $1 trillion industry, $800 trillion and this, and that. Man, give me your bottom line.
Right.
With your fuel and everything, give me your bottom line.
Right. You ain't walking away with you walking away with enough, but not as much as you looking to walk away with.
My point. Give me your bottom line. And then on top of that, you gotta understand, we had jumping off the porch, we had four trucks, four trailers. We had truck notes on all the truck notes on all the trailers. Then on top of that, you got fuel cards. You got to make sure all those trucks are under the insurance. You got to make sure they functioning. And we had all brand new at the time, 2022 dually trucks doing this.
Right. Oh man, bro, massive. So you don't just have one insurance, two insurance. It sounds like you got like three insurance.
You got your overall business insurance, you got your cargo insurance, and then you got your general liability. So your general liability and your cargo insurance, that's all hand in hand. So that's basically under whoever you decide to go with. Progressive is the only insurance company that'll deal with a new
company?
Trucking company, correct.
Okay. And is that because y'all hungry or they greedy or because I know it's high.
I think they shout out to Progressive. I just think they see an opportunity where nobody else want to touch because of the liability that a new company come with.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of the big wigs, they don't want to touch a new company because, man, you don't know what type of drivers you're getting. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what type of people you're dealing with and you know, stuff like that. So it's all, man, listen, I'm going to be honest, man. In my personal opinion, the trucking game is a scam. You understand what I'm saying? Because nobody who owns trucks, let's just call a spade. Walmart don't own trucks. They own freight.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amazon don't own trucks. They own freight.
Yeah. You got the freight. I got it. You got the freight.
It's like they subcontracted out to get it moved.
Right.
So what a lot of people ain't telling everybody, man, listen, this game a scam, man. Like, I'm going to be honest. The trucking, I'm talking about the actual trucking side. Now, the drivers get paid. They make great money. Don't get me wrong. They make great money, but at the end of the day, it's the companies who's taking the hit. Especially, you got to think, when we started, man, diesel was going for almost $6 a gallon.
Oh, Lord. Diesel was high. Diesel was high when we started.
I can tell you right now, I did the numbers from 2022. And Brandon can tell you too, man. In 2022 alone, my diesel bill, you ready for this? My diesel bill was $103,000.
Ooh.
My diesel bill.
What the? Wow.
And to be honest with you, it probably was more than that because I was just calculating based off the fuel card, not what right. I sent via Cash App on the side.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it possibly was more than that. Now, would I be able to write that off on my taxes? Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But 103 grand, man. You know what I could have did with
103,000? 103? Wow. All right, so we covering the worst side. So give me some good out of this, man. Give me something good out of this.
I met some real good people on the business side of the house.
Okay.
Linked up with some good guys. The good side of this thing is, man, it teaches you how to take L's. You understand what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about losses. I'm talking about it teaches you how to learn.
Right.
It teaches you how to stand on all 10. I ain't gonna hold you. It's real stressful. I had some stressful nights, but I appreciate those nights. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to what you just asked, the good side is, man, it just teaches you balance. It teaches you patience. You know what I mean? And if you got those things and you see, you know what I'm saying, that you can build off of that, then that's cool. That's great. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being in the trucking game, nah. So we decided to go a different direction. We got the school. We got the brokerage side of the house that we just opened up this year in 24. So, yeah, we on a whole nother wave at this point, man.
Nice. Nice. That's nice. That's a good takeaway for the people who going to listen to this podcast show, man. They know a little bit. They learning a little bit. They listening. And what I hope in the near future is I could bring you back on, man, get you to do some guest appearances, man. And because I want to talk more about wealth, you know what I mean? Building wealth. I don't want to slam nobody. You know what I mean? I want to talk more.
When you telling the truth and you telling the real deal side of this thing, it ain't slamming nobody. It's just, I'm telling people what nobody told us.
Right.
I'm going to tell everybody what nobody told us.
Exactly. Like, exactly
they
right.
They told us this was an $800 trillion industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, when you get in it, man, you got to come and account for, I ain't going to hold you, bro. I had a guy, man, that man blew five tires in a matter of an hour.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying? So, and then you got to think about, you got roadside covering the transportation game, they knocking $300-$400 a pop to come out and change a tire.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, do the math.
Man, bro. I had no idea. I mean, I knew diesel was high, but wow, throughout the year, wow. And that's just off, like you said, that's just off of the card. Brother, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like I said, I really would like to get you back on. Like I said, hopefully you can do guest appearances, maybe even join in like we're doing it right now.
Sure.
And just share, man, and just share with the folks out there, especially the young folks they want to work for themselves or right. start their own business. Boom, you just threw some dynamite right there for them that you know what I mean?
Listen, the best advice I can give anybody that's, I don't care you working at Wendy's, McDonald's, Marshall's, TJ Maxx. I don't care where you working at, man. Listen, take them checks. Stop spending them on Jordans and all that, man. Take them checks and invest in you and your dreams, man. You know what I'm saying? They not paying you just to just to put the money back into the rich pocket, man. Go do something for you. If you want to be a barber, open your own barber shop, man. Open your own whatever, man. Take that bread you making and put it back into you, man. That's the best advice that anybody can give you, man. But everybody ain't telling you that. You making money to pay bills, and them people are already rich, man. Put that money back into yourself.
Absolutely. I like it. I appreciate it. I like it, brother. I like it. I like it. Well, listen, this is where I come towards the end. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And I know all the listeners out there, they're going to appreciate this particular podcast right here for sure, man.
For sure.
And yeah, we got it. We got to do this again.
Just hit me up.
That's it.
I'm here.
That's what we'll do. Again, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, man. All right. I appreciate you, man.
Have a good night, brother.
All right, you too.
Thank you.